Elissa Walker Campbell to deliver sports the way you want it. Big names, bold interviews, beyond the X's and O's. Think big. The Big E Sports Show.
Elissa Walker Campbell, we want to welcome you back this weekend to the Big E Sports Show. And I tell you what, I cannot think of a better way to wrap up our program and preview the Big 12 title game with Oklahoma and Nebraska than talking to one of my dear friends and colleagues up in Oklahoma City. He is so well known in the state of Oklahoma, the sports animal, News Channel 4, Bob Berry Jr. Bobby, it is so great to have you back on with us.
Big E, I am honored, I am humbled to be on your show. You know I'm one of your biggest fans. And, yeah, you need to get some Sooner talk on this show. Too much Jason Peter. Too much Nebraska. Come on, let's talk to OU.
It is so true because the first 30 minutes was dedicated talking about the Nebraska Cornhuskers. So we are going to shift avenues, head north on I-35. Talk to us about the Sooners. In fact, you have covered this very special series with Nebraska throughout the years. Is there one particular game, one memorable game that stands out the most to you?
Elissa, I got into the game of the century in 1971 before you were even a dot in the Hall of Famer dad's eye. I got to that game as a using an OU student ID of a student, and I was a ninth grader. I got in with my ninth grade algebra teacher, so I was at the game of the century. I sat there on the 40-yard line and froze my fanny off, but I got to see what I still maintain and will always maintain is the greatest college football game of them all, even though Nebraska won the game that day, 35-31 in 1971. So I was there for that one. It's hard to top anything like that. However, in recent years, I was in Lincoln in 2001 when Oklahoma had won 20 games in a row under Bob Stoops. They'd come off the national title in 2000. And Eric Crouch in Nebraska ran this flea flicker play where he ended up being the receiver.
Yes.
Caught the touchdown pass. So isn't it ironic that two of my most memorable Oklahoma-Nebraska games were Husker victories, Dadgummit? That's how it goes.
And I think what's interesting to point out for our younger listeners that dial us in, you know, it doesn't go back as far as this very special rivalry to Tom Osborne and Barry Switzer. It goes beyond that to the Bob Devaney years.
Well, that's right. Devaney and Chuck Fairbanks were the coaches in the game of the century, and that's the thing that's going to be lost, and it's even lost on the current players, E, is that, you know, you try and tell current Oklahoma stars like DeMarco Murray, who's from Las Vegas, like Quentin Carter and All-American Safety, and some of these guys about the history, and they just kind of look at you like you do when your parents are trying to teach you a lesson. You know, you're not really tuned in. They can't get it. They don't grasp the history of it, and maybe they're not expected to. So, and I guarantee you, I don't expect Bob Stoops to be rolling the projector out this week and showing them a lot of those games. They'll talk about the tradition and everything, but more than anything, they'll say, come on, guys, this is the final Big 12 title game ever. It's a team that's leaving the conference. You don't want to lose to a club that's getting ready to go to the Big Ten. So they're just all about now. But you and I and others who can appreciate the rivalry, my father is wrapping up his 51st consecutive year of calling games at either Oklahoma State or Oklahoma over the years. So he's been involved in a million of these big red battles. And they're way more meaningful to us as fans and media members who have covered them over the years than they are to the current players on either team.
Jason Peter talked about this in our first segment about, you know, the formation of the Big 12 Conference, how it really eroded how special the uniqueness of this particular rivalry. Your thoughts about how the intensity of the rivalry and how that kind of just dissipated when the Big 12, you know, separated the divisions in 96?
Well, it did. It went all the way, and it also went away when you had some bad football coaches like John Blake and Bill Callahan.
Yeah.
Didn't do a whole lot for that rivalry.
Good point.
But it did pick up last year. I was in Lincoln last year when Nebraska had Ndamukong Suh and Phil Dillard and these guys on defense, and they shut down Oklahoma and beat them 10-3. They intercepted Landry Jones 5 times. But that was the first time I'd been to Lincoln since the glory days to where the fans were jacked up. They knew they had a good team under Bo Pelini, and it was back to that OU-Nebraska atmosphere. So that was kind of fun. Again, another Nebraska win. I need to get into some good vibes about OU and Nebraska where the Sooners actually come out on top. And you know what? I think I'm going to get that this weekend because I really expect Oklahoma to win this final Big 12 title.
You talk about a good vibe. I'll give you a good stat. The Sooners have won 3 of the last 4 meetings between these two particular schools. And as you were just referencing the Huskers won last year in Nebraska. I got to ask you, talk to us about Landry Jones, his progression. I mean, he's got his critics, but I believe in this guy. I think he's going to continue to evolve. And I think he has responded in many, many ways.
I hope you're right. He kept both teams in the game last weekend in Stillwater. He had 3 picks through 3 quarters against Oklahoma State. And then we know what happened in the fourth quarter. He erupted for a 203-yard quarter and two touchdown passes, 86 yards and 76 yards, and that won the game for Oklahoma. And he tied a school record for most passing yards in a game. I think the kid's pretty good. He's a sophomore. That's what we forget. And Oklahoma fans are spoiled. They keep comparing everybody to Sam Bradford. Well, you know, there's a reason Sam was the number one overall pick in the NFL. Nobody's going to be Sam Bradford. Not too many guys are going to be Jason White, another former OU Heisman Trophy winner. So I think that's an unfair comparison. This kid's getting better by the game, and hopefully now, finally, he has some confidence coming off a good road performance, something he hasn't had in his career. Both of these teams, I remind you, E, are looking for their first win at Dallas Cowboys Stadium. We know what happened to the Huskers.
That's right.
Last year, and Oklahoma got beat by BYU in their first game of the season a year and a half ago when Sam Bradford got hurt. So neither team has won at that outstanding facility.
So are you saying that you're still perhaps on the fence with Landry Jones? Are you equivocating his progress? I mean, where are you at in terms of that, Bobby?
I'm saying he's a sophomore starting quarterback, so he'll do some good things and he'll do some bad things. And I bet Nebraska's been saying a lot about that all season long about Taylor Martinez. So I like Landry Jones in this game because he has fresh, good memories of what happened last week. And I think he'll win, whether it's Taylor Martinez or Cody Green playing quarterback for the other guys.
Okay, we've got some good fresh memories. And when you talk about that number one target for the Sooners, Ryan Broyles, I mean, you just got to love this guy and just the energy and how electrifying he is as a player.
I hope Ryan Broyles is kind of ticked off that he didn't get named first team All Big 12 by the coaches.
Little chip on the shoulder.
He was on that team, but, you know, people are going, wait a minute, he should have been first team All America. And instead, they gave it to Alshon Jeffrey, who's an outstanding receiver at South Carolina. But I think, bro, I'm a homer here, but I've covered both teams, Oklahoma and Oklahoma State, all season long. There's nobody better than Ryan Broyles or Justin Blackman at receiver in America. So maybe that'll be a thing where Ryan Broyles goes out there and has an outstanding game. But I think it's also going to be the other guys. As you know, whenever you run that spread offense, you better have the Trey Millards, the Trey Franks, and guys like that making the catches. And Kenny Stills has been outstanding as a true freshman. So it's going to be those other guys, just like Nebraska's probably expecting the kid Burkhead to make some big plays for them this weekend.
Oh, he has been spectacular, the running back, talking about with Nebraska. Just a final question. You know, so many of the kids, you look up and down the roster for Oklahoma, they are from the great state of Texas. And I think what's really cool about this particular game is, in many ways, it'll be a homecoming for so many of these young men.
Well, they get very excited. And again, championships. I don't think it can be overemphasized enough that this will be the eighth time OU's played in a Big 12 championship game. And listen, Bob Stoops is 6-1. So while we've been critical locally, the local media in Oklahoma has criticized Bob lately, the last few years, for their road performances and what's the problem and how come you have such predictable play calling and things like that. All of that went away against Oklahoma State because OU staff completely outcoached Oklahoma State staff in the Bedlam win last week. And now you have one thing that nobody ever complains about, Bob Stoops' level of success in a Big 12 championship game. They're 6-1. It's their eighth appearance. Nobody else has appeared more than five times. That would be Nebraska and Texas. That's why I give an edge again to Bob Stoops. For whatever reason, he just gets his guys going when a Big 12 title's on the line.
Has he allowed access with Landry Jones with the media this past week?
No. I think they're superstitious. You know that he used to be a star athlete. By the way, you know, I watched Oklahoma's women play last night. I'm going, there was only one real player back in the day. It was Big E dominating inside at the Lloyd Noble Center. But anyway, I digress. Back to OU football. No. About three games ago, he said he got mad after the A&M game because we were all very critical of Oklahoma's loss in College Station. We were critical of Landry Jones' performance. And he said, that's it. Kid's got enough on his plate. We're not going to make him available on game weeks. He'll go out and play better if that's the case. And guess what? He's played better since that limit of his accessibility.
Okay, my final question for you is, what will be the final score?
I'm picking Oklahoma. I don't think it'll be a shootout like we had last weekend in Stillwater because I do respect Nebraska's defense. So I'm going to say 24-14, Oklahoma wins by 10.
Absolutely. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. Bobby, it is great to catch up with you, and promise me we'll do it again real soon at the beginning of the new year.
Anytime, Biggie. We miss you calling Thunder games. How about that Triple OT win last
night? Oh, that was outstanding. Russell Westbrook. I got to tip my hat to assistant coach Mo Cheeks. He does a fabulous job working with him.
Miss you. Great listening to you.
You bet. We're going to step aside. Much more straight ahead here in just a moment on the Big E Sports Show.